Good morning, all. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to Be. And as I do, I want to ask you a question that I have been personally wrestling with for the last few months. Here it is. What does faithfulness look like in these times? For you and I, what does faithfulness look like? That's the question, and that's what I want us to wrestle with. And so, in an effort to help you do that, I'm gonna divvy some things up. Okay, we all tend to wear various hats, right? We occupy various roles. So I want us to think about what faithfulness looks like right now in the midst of the coronavirus, with all the various hats that we can and do wear. So let's start with the most basic hat, the one that we all should be wearing, the hat of church member. Church member. Now, just real quick, if you are not a functioning member of a local church, then you need to be. I mean, that's just ground zero. That's the training wheels. We've been called to follow Jesus together, which means that you need other members and pastors and deacons who have authority in your life, all helping you in your discipleship. So if you are a Christian and not a local church member, well, that's like saying that you are a husband, but you aren't married. It just doesn't work that way. You need to join a church. Jesus said so. So assuming you are a church member, what does faithfulness look like right now? Let me give you a couple of answers. For starters, it looks like personal devotions. Maybe you call it quiet times or something else, whatever. The point is, you need to be in the Word and in prayer yourself each and every day. Also, if you are part of a family, you should be doing something that resembles family worship. That is to say, husbands, fathers, I'm talking to you, you should be taking the lead and ensuring that your home is one where the gospel is both being taught and lived out. And what this looks like, at least historically for Protestants, is the reading of the Word, catechesis, praying together, and to use the language from Ephesians 5, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And this is especially critical, fathers, if you have children in your home. It is your job to pass on the faith to them. Okay, so still thinking about faithfulness during this time, if you are a church member, you should also be praying for, reaching out to, and encouraging your fellow church members. In this time of isolation, it's really important that we don't cede any more ground here. So grab the membership directory, pray through it, and make a commitment to call one person each night, or if that's too many, maybe just make a commitment, one person a week. Call them, check on them, encourage them, pray over the phone with them. The point is, we no longer enjoy the comfortable luxury of gathering together on Sunday or of meeting in our community groups, so we're going to have to work extra hard to maintain these relationships. And lastly, let me say this. If you are a member of a church, which again, all of us should be, faithfulness right now looks like continuing to give of our tithes and offerings. All the expenses of the local church, they continue in this time. That's true even though we aren't meeting. And in fact, we could say that these expenses have only increased since more and more people are hurting and are in need because of this pandemic. So let me encourage you, continue to give, continue to be obedient to the Lord, really continue to trust Him by giving joyfully and sacrificially. Okay, so let's move on to a second hat, parents. If you are a parent of children still in the home right now, then what does faithfulness look like for you dads and moms. In a lot of ways, everything that has just been said about being a church member would equally apply here. I'm just going to add two additional components. First, faithfulness looks like you discipling your children. Looks like you discipling your children. And again, this is intimately related to family worship. Here, I'm referring to Deuteronomy 6. There we see this beautiful picture of parents who, whether sitting or walking, whether lying down or rising up, these parents are busy teaching their children about God and about this world that God has made and about who they are in God's world. For most of us, having the schools closed down, it means that we have even more time to be discipling our children. So let's not squander this unique opportunity that God has given us. Second encouragement to parents during this crisis would be this. Be faithful to set an example. To set an example. We know this. It's almost uncanny, right? Our little ones, they are looking to us. They mimic us. So let me ask you, do we badmouth the governor? Or how do we express ourselves when it comes to not being able to gather as a church? Or let me ask this, how are we as parents spending our quote-unquote extra time? Are we just vegging out all day on our phones? Or are we cultivating godliness? Parents, set your children an example worth following during this time. Still a third category I want to address is those of you still working. Those of you working. Faithfulness during this time is no doubt difficult because for most of you, you really don't have anything to do. And that's not a secret. Your 40-hour work week has been reduced to like less than 10 hours. I get that. These are unprecedented times. But be that as it may, surely faithfulness still has some bearing, right? So even if you only have, say, 10 hours of work, you can still do your due diligence to work, Colossians 3:22, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. So the bottom line is this, for those of you who are still working, work hard. The work that is in front of you, work hard in doing it. Be a person of integrity, even if you're not at the office and you're at home working remotely. Be a person of integrity. And of course, seek to honor Christ in your Monday through Friday. Finally, I do want to address pastors. So maybe you are a pastor. Maybe you're listening to this and you aspire to be a pastor. What does faithfulness look like for a pastor right now? Well, it certainly looks like you tending to your own soul. So just like when it comes to the oxygen mask on an airplane in case of an emergency, the first person who needs that oxygen mask is who? It's you, right? This is what the flight attendants tell us. You can't help others if you're dead, right? So pastor, you personally must be clinging to Christ right now. You personally must be pursuing Him and His great covenantal promises. And then to pastors, I would say this. If nothing else, hopefully this virus has been clarifying in terms of what God has actually called you as a pastor to do. Okay? You are not an event coordinator. You are not a spiritual advisor. You're not a life coach or a therapist or an activity director or a motivational speaker. You are a shepherd. You are called by God to tend to the souls of God's people through preaching and teaching, through leading and loving. You are called to counsel and care, to encourage and to evangelize, to watch and to warn. Pastors, let's get our eyes on the ball. We have work to do, and let's be faithful in that work. In fact, let's all strive to be faithful. And as we do, let's rest in the truth that God Himself is faithful. Until next time, may the Lord sustain you by His faithfulness, and may He empower you to be faithful. God bless.